Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
It's Carers Week. It started on the 15th of October and it's on until the 21st of October. And there's a report out. Having children later in life, along with an ageing population, is putting the strain on the sandwich generation. New research finds that almost half, about 46%, admit that their commitments to both their parents and their children are having an adverse impact on their own health. And a quarter say the help and care they provide to their parents is impacting the time they can spend with their children. And having a chat now with Tanya Austin from Care Pilot, the clinical director. Tanya, tell us more about the sandwich generation. I mean, for me personally, it's probably one of the first times that I've heard the term being used.
Hi, Terry. Yes, good morning. Yeah, the sandwich generation, it's a relatively new term, and it really is about describing the people who are in the middle. So they have children at home that they're taking care of, so children under 18 at home, but they're also taking care of their older parents and trying to help keep them at home as well. So they are kind of sandwiched in the middle, taking care of two different generations and also trying to take care of themselves.
In some cases, are we seeing children that might be a little older, you know, maybe in their late teens that are helping out as well, or is this something that's pretty rare?
No, we are seeing younger carers, younger people who are caring for, you know, a grandparent or a sick adult parent as well. But primarily, you know, we are seeing, because the population is getting older, the demographics in Australia, just like all around the world, we are getting older. And also we're having our children later in life. So that means, you know, while we're taking care of our parents, we also have smaller children at home to take care of as well. And that is having a big impact on those carers taking care of themselves. They often, because they're caring for other people, you know, their parents and their children, they put themselves last. Mm. So we're seeing impacts on their physical health, their emotional health. They're not, you know, they're just not taking care of themselves as well as they're taking care of other people. And that's why Carers Week is important. It's about really recognizing the contributions that they are having in taking care of other people and to acknowledge them and to let them know it's okay to take care of themselves as well.
And quite often, full-time carers like to take time out, don't they? And then relief carers can come in and take their place for a little while.
Absolutely. There is that help that's available. But what we find is that it's really hard for full-time carers to take that time off. I've heard a story yesterday of a carer who is pretty much housebound because he's been caring for his mother 24/7. He gave up his job. He had an executive job that he was working full time, but he had to give it up to stay at home and take care of his mom. So, you know, we're helping him to find supports so that he can take a break and take care of himself so that he can continue to care for his mother, which is what he loves to do. He wants to be able to do that.
And this is where Care Pilot comes in, and they're able to offer advice and expertise to help families make better choices out there in managing care at home.
Absolutely. So Care Pilot, which was founded by doctors, connects people needing supports at home, you know, via an online marketplace. So at carepilot.com.au, we have an online marketplace that connects people to health and care professionals and also links them with professional care managers to be able to give them advice and support and help guide them to find the supports that they need.
Saving Animals from Euthanasia, they've got a couple of pets this week that are looking for a new family to love. And I've got Rosie here from Safe Albany. Very good morning.
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
I'm very good. You're flying solo today.
I am. Our lovely presenter, Camille, she is off in Walpole today doing some wildlife rescue work that she does for her other volunteer job.
Been very busy.
Yes, we have been very busy. We've had a lot of new dogs come into care and a lot of new cats as well.
This week we want to put the spotlight on, and I'm sure they'll be very happy about this. Shana and Toby, first, ladies first, of course. Let's talk about Shana, Brindle Mastiff.
Yeah, Shana is a lovely Brindle Mastiff who came from the pound, and she's got a real gentle nature. She's one of those low-energy dogs. Her foster carer has described her as the laziest dog she's ever met. So she's very sweet and loves to cuddle with you on the couch. And she will exercise with you when you want to go for a walk, but she's pretty cruisy just chilling with her human.
best type, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
And we had some nice weather over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
It was good dog walking weather, good taking dogs to the beach weather. Nanarub was pretty busy.
Yeah. It's a great time for dogs when it's nice weather because they always get to get out and about. They're humans, go walking everywhere. Good to see.
Now, tell us about Toby, a Lab Kelpie you've got available this week.
Yeah, we've got a young 16-week-old Labrador Kelpie named Toby. He's a lovely chocolate brown colour and he's a really sweet boy. He is high energy, so he's going to need to go to a home with a lot of stimulation, either on a farm where there's lots of room and things to explore, or with someone who's going to spend a lot of time with him and get the best out of him.
Not just sort of go to work and leave him at home all day, otherwise he's going to be
bored.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, some dogs can cope okay with that, such as our lower energy dogs.
And you might need a new carpet on when you return.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. That's what happens. If they don't get the stimulation that they need, they turn to destructive behaviours like chewing things up. So, yeah, we want to get him a good match somewhere where he's going to get lots of walks and lots of training and playtime would be ideal.
Can you
ideal.
Mix him with other dogs at home?
Yeah, absolutely. That would probably be ideal for him actually, because then he'll always have someone to play with.
All right, if you'd like to know more about Shana and Toby this week, get in touch. Safe Albany, saving animals from euthanasia. People can just go to the Facebook page?
Yeah, they can. They can go to the Facebook page or our website, or they can email us if they want to get in touch. Yep, for sure.
Is he solo this week? Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Terry.
Sounds of Albany.
Phones once again going hot, and only a select few can get through to have a crack at the sound of Albany. One of them is Len right now. Len, long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you?
I'm going fine, thank you. Hey,
the sound of Albany, you've been gathering some guesses and you want to have a dip at it today at $1,520.
Yeah, I do. I've been listening to it for a while and, I think maybe this could be the one.
What do you reckon it is?
Oh, it's a squash ball hitting the tin on the back four when you hit too low at the Albany Squash Centre.
Unfortunately, Len, after all this time, I'm going to have to squash your answer.
Okay, righto. Yeah, no worries.
You're following along at home, and thanks for calling in finally.
Okay, thanks very much.
Good on you, Len.
Right.
Triple M, Sounds of Albany, $1,520. Who have I got?
You got David, Terry.
David, $1,520. What could you do with all that dosh?
I've got bills to pay galore.
Oh, no.
Yes, I have.
Netflix getting a bit of a run at the moment.
Pardon?
Netflix bill pretty high, is it?
Oh, yes. You could say that.
And electricity is pretty shocking as well, isn't it?
Oh, I hate bills. Can you have my bills for me?
We can try. If we give you $1,520, I'm sure that'll cover some of it.
I've got another guess.
What's that?
It is a squash ball hitting wall at Middleton Beach Squash Centre.
Not the one we want, David.
Oh, not the one still. Oh,
no.
I'm still going to try.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thank you. Bye.
Good on you, mate. The jackpot tomorrow goes to $1,540. That Sound of Albany is continuing to climb here at 783 Triple M.